Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
I like being part of firsts. And last night, Kristen, Abby, Mo, and myself went out to dinner last night just to hang a little bit. And Mo had his very first sea bass. Astonishing to me, man. Like, with different foods that seem so common, there are still some people that have never had sea bass.
And most of my life, I was the kind of person that wouldn't try something. If I never had it, I just want to have what I've always had, stay comfortable, but... Damn, that was good.
Right?
It was so good. I'm glad I tried it.
Yeah, we got to give some praise to Roomies because their sea bass is different.
Yeah, their sea bass and their rice.
So
like,
good.
You focus on the sea bass. I focus on like the sides. Some of the best dang rice I've ever had.
I was focused on that bread. I was like, bring out more. I made him bring out like three of them.
I did notice last night, you know, because I'm really, really trying to pivot away from drinking alcohol, right? And I've done a really, really great job. I'm very proud of myself. And there were two places that I've sort of noticed. You know, when I went to therapy, the very first lesson that I ever got from therapy years and years and years ago was when you're coming to the table with a problem, don't do anything about it at first. Just notice the problem and then put it in the back of your head and then see how often it happens. And then when you realize that it truly is a problem and how often it's occurring, then you can make changes, right? So for me, it's been alcohol. And I noticed last night when we all went out to dinner that we were sitting at the bar and normally with all those beautiful bottles right there in front of me saying, hey, just one ain't gonna hurt you. And then there's that, what's that really fancy tequila in the fancy ass bottle with the silver top?
The blue and white one?
Is it Azul? I think it's Azul.
Ooh, that's the one. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in the accent, the tequila accent.
It's got a bell on top and you can like ring the bell, right?
Is that what it is?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, most times I'm ringing my forehead on that. it's a drum after a while. And last night I just made the decision. I asked myself the question again, like, why? You know what? It might enhance my conversation with Kristen. I mean, it is Kristen.
You need it.
But I asked myself why last night, and I don't think any of us drank, except you had like one glass of wine.
I had a glass of wine with dinner, yeah.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tested this week also in the most immature way, but quite honestly, I would have taken the bait on this a year ago on a bunch of different levels. So there's this dude at the gym that I've known for years and years and years, and we've become a little bit friendly with each other. We've shown up to a party or two of mine, but over the years, you have people where you kind of, they're in your life, then you're not in your life. They're consistent, like you're texting, but they're not really in your current circle. And then you kind of dabble in friendships and stuff like that. So he and I, for like a decade, have now been saying, oh, you know what? We got to go out on a Friday, one of these Friday nights, for a decade. For a decade, right?
I had plenty of those relationships.
Right, where you're like, we're going to say it again, but I also know it's never going to happen, yeah. Right? So this dude has been pressuring me. We've just been working out at the same time again. And he said to me, man, when are we going to do this Friday or Saturday night? And for the very first time, I said to him, I want to be honest with you, man. I'm not drinking like that anymore, man. And he's my age, but he's single and he still charges hard. And if he's going out, he's going out on a Friday and Saturday night. And his intent is probably to hook up and all that. And I said to him, you know what? I'm just not drinking like that anymore. Where in past years, I've just gone, you know what? You know, I'm probably busy on Friday or Saturday night. I can't make it. So I said to him, I'm just not like drinking like that anymore. That's probably not going to happen. We can do something else. And then he looked at me like I would have looked at somebody 10 years ago also going like, what else do two dudes do on a Friday night if they're not drinking their face off? And, So I said some other thing. And then I thought that would be enough, right? And he's like, okay, that's fine. Well, let me run this idea by you. This is in the chronological order, you guys. So I say, I can't do Friday, Saturday night. I'm just not into like being hungover. And he goes, okay, if that's not going to work for you, let me run this one by you. Me and 12 guys are going to Vegas. We're going to go see Coldplay and we're going to hang out. It's only 3 days in Vegas. You want to join us on that? You should really, really join us on that. I'm like, what part of the conversation that we just had makes you think that going to Vegas, quite honestly, with a bunch of 50-year-old men, doesn't seem real appealing to me anyway. I don't want to relive those days. Uh-huh. But I don't want to go on a bender for 3 days. And I literally said all those things to him, whereas in the past, you know what I would have said is like, let me check my calendar and I will get back to you. We'll play this game and then I won't get back to him and he'll keep pressuring me. And even at my age, I'm still fairly immature and I'm maturing in areas where I was just like, you know what? That is never going to happen. I am not going to Vegas with 12 dudes I don't know that are my age even and being hung over for 4 days afterwards.
Oh, but it sounds like such a blast.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a blast to my 23-year-old self. But this age,
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.